Honestly, it seems like every time I log into social media, this one thing is getting worse and worse. Welcome back to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed therapist who happens to have her own mental health struggles, and I am here to remind you that you are never alone. Today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. I'm laughing as I prepare for this episode because I'm like, wait, what if this is only my algorithm? Like, what if only my page is showing these things because the Instagram feed knows that I'm mentally ill? But I have to believe that this is happening to y'all too. And if not, what we're talking about today is just critical thinking skills and can be applied to any situation. But here's the thing. I am seeing so much fear-mongering on social media right now. It is alarming. There are quick fixes and answers and cures for absolutely everything at this point. Someone will sell you ketchup on a popsicle if you literally can be convinced that it will cure A, B, or C problem you're dealing with. Like, it's gotten ridiculous. And as someone who used to make a living doing network marketing and sliding in y'all's DMs with cold messaging and sharing before and after pictures on the regular, and like, I know what fear-mongering looks like. I know what playing on somebody's pain points looks like. Constantly talking about how much happier I was because I was in a smaller body, and how healthy I was, and how if I can do it, you can too, and showing my results and pitching you on buying the supplements that I was taking, and you know, the energy it gives you and how good it makes you feel, and blah, 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 right? Like, wow. If you're an OG, you remember those days. And if you're newer here, well, that's probably a good thing. But we've been through the gamut on social media and the way that I've shared my story. And I am not saying that I haven't partaken in these problematic behaviors on social media, because I absolutely have. But as I've evolved and grown, I now show up on social media in a way that feels really aligned and full of integrity. I only promote or share products that truly make my life better. I'm always giving caveats as to why I take the things that I take and the evidence behind why I'm taking something. Like, people often ask me about my supplements, and so I share them, but I'm hesitant because I have literal blood work labs that I've done over the course of the last few years that serve as a guide as to why I take the things that I take. And the problem that I'm seeing right now so heavily on social media, every single time I log in, is someone's making a claim like, do you crash every afternoon between 2 and 3 p.m.? Or do you wake up in the middle of the night between 2 and 4 a.m.? Or do you have excess belly fat? These are signs that you have high cortisol. And I have the magic drink for just that. Like, essentially, that's what's being said. And they all call it this happy juice. It's a network marketing thing. It is 100% network marketing. You buy into the happy juice. You get a recurring subscription. From what I've heard, I haven't looked into it, it's very expensive, right? And I don't mean to just be calling out the happy juice. If you found something that truly works for you, I love that. My concern comes in whenever we're making these really huge claims that if you have this one or two symptoms, you have high cortisol. The only way to know if you have high cortisol levels is to be tested for high cortisol. Okay. The amount of symptom overlap that is talked about in these posts is unreal. You could have those symptoms because you're eating too much sugar, or because you didn't sleep well the night before, or because you're postpartum, or because you A, B, or C things. Like it, the list goes on, right? And so it's alarming to me that we're preying on people's insecurities and struggles to try and get them to buy this product. We're saying, if you have this, I have the solution, without encouraging people to actually have labs drawn and, you know, review their blood work with a trusted professional. For me, that's my functional medicine doctor. For you, that could be your general practitioner. That could be your midwife, that could be your psychiatrist, whoever, right? But we, at the end of the day, need to be encouraging each other to get to the root and stop putting band-aids on things. It's so ineffective and harmful. But this is how these people are taught to sell things. I know. Y'all, I've been around network marketing for going on a decade. I know all of the tactics. I've read all of the business books. I've engaged in some of these things myself. So I know exactly what people are doing. And it's alarming when I see a reel going viral because someone's claiming to heal your issues with this magic potion of a drink or whatever it might be, a supplement, a fill in the blank. They're trying to sell you something. And I just had a girlfriend reach out to me, and she sent me this page of this influencer, and she said, "Hey, I'm thinking about investing in this gal's program." It was for like a trauma release, right? Like a guide for stretches and mobility and things that you can do to release trauma physically in your body. And she said, "Will you look it over and just tell me what you think, honestly?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So I go to the gal's page, and first thing I see is she has a lot of followers. I think she had like a million followers. And I was like, "Oh, that's awesome. We love a trauma-informed clinician. We want to spread all of the mental health awareness. I love that for you." And then the first thing that I see on her page is, "Do you have blank?" Right? Like this one symptom. And then her claims that she can resolve that for you. Well, that's a really bold statement. My symptom could be from a ton of different things. And you're claiming that you have the answer without knowing the root of why I have that symptom. So I said, "If you've been following this person for a long time and you trust her integrity and her knowledge has been helpful to you in the past, I am the first person to say, invest in yourself," right? Like if you find something that makes you feel good and you're aligned with it, yes, you deserve to pour your hard-earned money into that, invest. But my word of caution was to make sure that you're not just getting hooked into something that isn't actually what you need. Does this actually get to the root of the problem? And had a great chat with this girlfriend, and she was so appreciative of my perspective. And I just want to bring that into this space too. Please use your critical thinking skills. So many of these posts and these content creators are so good at getting you to feel like, "Oh my God, she's in my head. How did she know I was struggling with that? I'm not alone," right? It's like the same way you feel when I share vulnerably about my journey. Like a couple nights ago, I shared a page on my Instagram stories directly out of my journal. And I was talking about this struggle that I'm currently going through. And so many people reached out to say, it's like you took the words right out of my head. This is how I've been feeling. Thank you so much for sharing this, blah, blah, blah. And that made me feel really great. But what's happening with these posts is they know where your pain lies, and they are going to monetize on your pain. They are going to make money off of you. And it's not always from a place of integrity. It's a get rich quick kind of scheme. And so I want us to be able to use our critical thinking skills and say, wow, that supplement sounds too good to be true, but you know, she's talking about a lot of the things that I'm struggling with. I want to give it a shot. Well, first, why don't we do a little research on our own? Okay. Why don't you open up Google, look up some of your symptoms, and look up, you know, common remedies. Look up what else it could be. Talk to a trusted professional, right? Like, these are critical thinking skills that are not being applied. We are in such an age of consumerism. It is alarming. I have to actively stop myself from buying things from other influencers that I follow, whether it be their sunglasses or press-on nails or a supplement or a vitamin or an outfit. Like, every single day, I am being inundated with opportunities to buy from someone because it worked for them or they like this thing. That's consumerism. It's a quick dopamine rush. We want to get our endorphins going, and buying something and then the anticipation of it coming in the mail is a thrill for us. It's an addiction. And the same is true when we're reading someone's post. It feels like they're talking directly to us, like they really understand. And so we're like, hell yes, take my money. I'll buy whatever from you if it resolves this problem. And this is the stage that I was in right before I started working with my functional medicine doctor. I was like, what is the supplement that I need to take in order to get rid of my PMDD symptoms? When in reality, what I needed to do was heal my gut. Because my gut health is hormone health. They are one in the same. It's like trying to separate mental health and physical health. You just can't. They're one in the same. And so I really had to take a look at, like, there is no band-aid for this. I have to change some things. I have to change some things about my nutrition, the way I nourish myself, how I eat, when I eat, how hydrated I am, all of that. And only in doing that was I able to get to the root, along with labs and blood work and actually having tangible knowledge about what's going on with my body, rather than just shoving another pill down my throat. Because fuck pharmaceuticals, right? You guys know where I stand on that. Like, I want us to be questioning why our doctors are prescribing us these things. And, you know, Western medicine is not the only solution. Are there benefits? Absolutely. But I was not willing to just get prescribed a medication or be put back on birth control. Yet somehow I thought I could buy a $40 supplement every month and that would take away my symptoms. No, I needed to get down to the core of what was happening in my body. And that's what I've been able to do. And you already know how amazing I feel since doing that. But are you willing to go on the same journey with whatever it is, whatever you are being sold? Like, asking yourself, is this something that I really need? Because even I share my favorite skincare line. I share the bras that I wear, you know, just to name a couple of things. And that is because I truly believe in those products and I use them every day and I love them. That's coming from a place of integrity. I believe in those things. I do think that they could add benefit to your life, but I don't want you to just take my word for it. Let's say you already have a skincare product that you love. Great. I love that for you. Let's say you don't have baked tatas like I do and you're great with the bras that you have, or You already feel comfortable. You've found a company that you love. Awesome. Don't buy it just because you like me, or you're getting sucked into consumerism and buy, and you need that endorphin rush. Take a breath when you're seeing these things, when you're inundated with constantly being sold to, and ask yourself, do I really need this? Would this benefit me? Am I aware enough to know if this is the thing that I need on my journey? For me, I was at a fucking loss with bras. I was done. I'm like, I cannot handle this any longer. I love myself enough to never put an underwire on my body ever again. But I gotta have something to support the ladies, because I've had two babies that I breastfed, and like, they're just not where they used to be. They're closer to the belly button than they are to the chin. You know what I'm saying? So I needed to make some changes. And when I came across this company and fell in love with their product, I wanted to scream it from the rooftops. But that doesn't mean everybody needs to go out and buy a new bra if that's not what you need. So just do a little gut check as you're scrolling social media and you're constantly being sold to. That's all I want. Just check in with yourself. Because people are going to play on your fear and your insecurities. You're going to see these before and after pictures, whether it be of someone's skin and their wrinkles getting cleared up, or someone's body and weight changes or muscle gains, or, you know, outfits and all of that. Like, please just take a moment. Consumerism is out of control. And I know with the way the world is and inflation and the cost of living, you got to start thinking twice about where you're putting your money, where you're investing your energy, your time, and that beautiful cash money. Okay, just think twice about these things. Know that these are sales tactics and see beyond it. Make sure that what you're investing in is actually a good fit for you. I love y'all so much. I only want good things for you. Thank you for taking a little chunk of your day and spending it with me. I can't wait to see you in the next episode.